Good morning. A little chilly out there. As it should be in the winter, right? Good morning. Happy Thursday. We'll have a big program for you today. We'll have Amy DeCibio from Act for Wales. She's going to give us an update on what's going on. You know, the mayor spoke about it yesterday. The Trump administration is looking to roll back a lot of this offshore wind development. And Amy DeCibio, of course, has been fighting it on behalf of the whales and the dolphins and the property owners on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. So Amy's been a regular here on the program, quite frankly. So she'll be here later this morning. Then in the 11 o'clock hour, Tom Hodgson will be here. Of course, the former Bristol County Sheriff and the chairman of the Trump for President campaign in Massachusetts. So Tom's a great guest. Always love having Tom. He's a better friend than he is really a guest, which is no commentary on his guest skills. He's just that much of a friend to me. So always great to have Tom, and he'll be in at 11 o'clock. So until then, we'll have kind of open phones if it's on your mind. There's a lot going on. Yesterday, I was waiting for phone calls for the mayor to discuss a burning topic in many of your minds. The Inspector General's report on the Port Authority and the state's role. But the calls never came. I even sort of prepped the mayor. If his staff already hadn't, the people, you know, seem to want to know about it. Now, here's the thing. I know that the mayor is working on a response. The reason I know that is he told us that, I guess, 2 weeks ago now, maybe a week ago, that this alleged financial investigation by the Inspector General, where they didn't interview Gordon Carr. There's a lot of deficiencies, according to the mayor. He listed them, but they're going to do an answer to the Inspector General, a commentary on his investigation. So, we might have to wait a couple more weeks because, again, they got stuff to do in the city beyond answering bureaucrats, right? But remember, the mayor is a former federal prosecutor. He's done investigations. So I think it's going to be very interesting to hear, to read what the mayor and his team, their written commentary on the Inspector General's report on the the harbor, right, the Port Commission, all of that stuff. It's going to be very interesting. Again, and the mayor was here. We got a lot of calls for the mayor yesterday, but and I get it. People have schedules that don't allow them to call in, but I think it's going to, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It'll be very interesting. But there's a lot of other stuff going on, too. The State House, they advanced a bill, and we have it. Barry wrote about it at WBSM.com for reparations. People who are believe they're descendants of slaves. There's a bill advancing to try to give them reparations. Maybe it's cash. I don't know exactly. The bill is being formed now. It's being formed. Now, nobody in my audience was ever a slave in America. Nobody in my audience ever owned a slave in my audience. So it's a weird thing, right? It's to me, it's weird. To me, it's weird. But the State House is doing all kinds of things, the supermajority Democrats up there, to distract people from their failures. Like, they're talking about the state flag. The state flag. They think somehow that's offensive to Indians. I don't know if they've ever seen the Celtics banner. I'm not offended by it. I would imagine most of you aren't as well. We've had this debate already in Dartmouth. Settled, right? But, you know, they want to gin up distractions. Distractions. I don't know what's going to distract you from your electric bill, your gas bill, but they're going to find something. They're trying anyway. They're trying. So, 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on the air this morning. I got some people on hold. I see you, but I do have an open phone line at least. Boy, it is feeling a lot like Christmas out there, right? The temperature anyway. The sky. Hopefully, you know what to do. How to get the best bang for your buck. How to get the best service. Your family's known for 78 years. That's Carter's Clothing. They have been South Coast's one-stop shop for clothing and footwear. And this Christmas, they're making gift-giving easy and easier. Carter's has the best prices on top name brands like Carhartt, Timberland, Chippewa, New Balance, and more. Go to the store, check it out. They've got some very unique products at Carter's Clothing. Things that make really unique Christmas gifts. You can find something for everyone. With over 75 different styles of boots, cozy flannels, hoodies, and jackets and vests. Perfect for the winter. And it's going to be a cold winter, no doubt about it. Tomorrow's going to be in the teens. So what's best about Carter's, other than the great prices, is how quick it is. Free parking. Pull in, get right into that store, and get right out. Get what you're looking for and get right out. Free parking at both locations. Downtown New Bedford and on Plymouth Ave in Fall River. Gift cards are available in any denomination. Shop small, shop local this Christmas with Carter's Clothing. Visit Carter's Clothing online at cartersma.com. 508-996-0500. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going right to the phones. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. And he flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere. There's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair.
Well, welcome back to the program. I was out at the getting some blood drawn yesterday at Hawthorne, which is no big deal. And a friend of mine sent me this song. I was sitting in the lobby, you know, and a friend of mine sent me the song. And wherever I go, I always bring my earphones, you know, little earbuds, I guess they are. Because nowadays, wherever you go, your cell phone can play music or talk radio. And I find myself waiting in lobbies a lot these days. And so anyway, then we were swapping songs back and forth, a friend and I. 508-996-0500. This is actually a friend of his, Paul Overstreet, who wrote that song. It's a great song. Let me just take these calls. All right, I'm going to go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Just a public service announcement. They're working on Slocum Road in Dartmouth towards Stang. So they've got Tucker Road backed up all the way to the S-curves. So avoid that area.
Avoid Tucker Road.
Yes. If you're going towards the mall, go down Chase Road.
Do not go on. Oh, that's I appreciate that, my friend. That's good. That's good information, especially the holiday season.
Yeah, it's crazy because if you go down Slocum, they're forcing everybody to go down towards Shaw's, down Huntington or Lexington, and even that's causing a backup. So stay away from Tucker Road because that's the fallout from Slocum Road.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the advice to my audience. I do appreciate that. There's a lot of people listening in their cars right now. 508-996-05. And kind of open phones, guys. If it's on your mind, you want to talk about it. What did you think? I don't know if you heard it. President Trump rolling back the Green New Scam, more of the Green New Scam, the car stuff, forcing people to buy electric car, all that foolishness. And remember how big Elon Musk was in electing Donald Trump, but he's thrown away those subsidies and the mandates for the good of the economy, for the good of the country. I mean, I think it's a good move. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How
hey,
you
what's
doing?
Happening?
I'd like to talk about, you know, the state deer and on the slave reparations, but quickly, I tried to get in yesterday and asked the mayor about this very issue, but there was a lot of people on the line that couldn't get through. I was on for about half an hour waiting.
Yeah, no, it's always a ton of people.
And by then, their show was over.
Yes.
But that report is, ridiculous. It's like no one's to blame, nothing to see here, move along. And I don't trust the state to do an investigation because of all the chicanery that's going on within our state. We need a federal government to get involved to see if there was any fraud or any criminal activity. Because millions of dollars to the state pier and those docks and the upkeep, and we got no idea where all that money went. What was this guy doing? Taking trips to Florida while everything was falling apart?
Who's this guy?
Gordon Carr.
So
that's what I'm saying. Gordon Carr, what the hell was he doing?
So, I would caution you to wait for the mayor's response to the inspector general's report. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I think that's going to be a very interesting response.
All right, we'll see. And if not, we're going to have to get the feds on this. As far as the reparations issue, you know, there's a guy, actually an author and historian by the name of Colin D. Heaton, H-E-A-T-O-N. And he said, this is forgotten history, the first slave owner in America in the colonies was actually a black man by the name of Antonio. He came from Angola, Africa, from Portuguese slave traders. He came to America in 1621, and he was an indentured servant under Mr. Johnson, which he worked for some years. And as a matter of fact, in the Virginia census, the Virginia Company census of 1624, he was marked down there as Anthony. He changed his name, by the way, Antonio, to Anthony Johnson. And he was an indentured servant in 1624. In 1651, he acquired 250 acres in Virginia. In Virginia, at the time, if you had five indentured servants, you'd get 50 acres per indentured service for indentured servant. He got 250 acres, 50 acres per indentured servant. Servants. As a matter of fact, one of his indentured servants was his own son, Richard Johnson. But he had an indentured servant by the name of Kesar. And Kesar, Antonio Johnson, told him that he was going to become his indefinite slave. And this is so much so that in Virginia at the time, the judge declared that Mr. Anthony Johnson was the first slave owner in the American colonies. So the first slave owner was a black man. So what's going to happen in Massachusetts? The black people, too, are going to pay for reparations for enslaved blacks?
Well, I would imagine, as I am seeing this process unfold, everybody is going to end up paying into this because they're going to use tax dollars, but only certain people are going to benefit from it. You know what I mean?
You know, so, isn't it very interesting how the Democrats like to twist history around and not tell us that the first slave owner in the American colonies was a black man by the name of Anthony Johnson?
Yes.
Who was declared by a judge in Virginia in 1651 that said he was the first slave owner in the Americas?
Yes,
it is. How come the Democrats don't want to talk about this? Is this taboo for them?
Well, they may not know it, to be quite frankly.
Maybe they do, and they don't want you to know, and they don't want us to know, so we can get duped and pay for other people who enslaved other people. You got to remember, back then, even the Indians enslaved other Indian tribes.
Of course.
And white people, too.
My Bible is, and your Bible, is full of stories of slavery, regardless of race. I mean, slavery is what human beings do to each other. I mean, it's horrible.
You know
but
said,
go ahead.
Yeah, you said that, the Democrats offended about the Indian that's on the flag. Do you know that Indian tribes, this is during the time of the colonies, they would consider other Indian tribes dogs who are enemies to them, and they call them dogs. This is Indians talking about other Indian tribes which they were not aligned with or enemies of theirs. They called them dogs. So this is the whole thing. American history gets buried, and the Democrats come out and tell low-info people lies, and people eat it up.
Yes.
That's the problem in America today.
No matter how smart or how ill-informed you are, everybody in America who's a citizen, and some non-citizens, obviously, can cast a ballot. So it's just a matter of rolling up individuals and stampeding them to the ballot box. I mean, that's what elections do.
Well, George Washington said that an uninformed public is a public is a people in bondage. And that's what we have today. People, they don't want to read, and for whatever reason, they don't care. You know, they don't want to talk politics. And then in the end, like you said, they go there, and then, they go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or my friend told me this guy is good, or that one's good, and then we get what we get.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, my friend, as always, and thanks for the contribution to the program. The thing is, we have elections every couple of years, and you can undo what you mistakenly did. Like, we're going to have a major election coming up for the House of Representatives, the governor of Massachusetts, the attorney general, all of those positions, which are currently filled by people you may or may not agree with, you can change who they are. You can change it. I mean, that's the beauty of the system that we have. You can make a mistake. I've made mistakes in voting for the wrong people. I'm sure you have as well, right? And that's the beauty of the system. We can change it. 508-996-0500. Back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Interesting. It's hard to make an argument that because the first slave owner might have been black, that sort of is a pass on reparations, or anything else. I mean, it's a micro point of the, because there were certainly many more white slave owners than black. So
yes,
it's not that big a argument, I guess. But I think it's interesting because you've got the Massachusetts legislature. This is the legislature that won't do an audit, right?
Right.
And they want to spend Massachusetts tax dollars or study it. I mean, it's a study on whether they should give reparations to families, like you said, that I don't know if there's any families that are directly related to slavery in the United States, since I think most of those people have passed away.
Yeah,
and then you'd have a tough time deciding who's related to who's related to have a, you know, was a slave. But, you know, what I'm curious about is there's this guy. What about John Son? Have you ever heard of John Son?
No.
Yeah, he's my great-great-grandfather. He actually volunteered for the North. He was an Illinois volunteer. He got paid basically food plus walking money, and he fought in the Civil War. You know, I don't. Maybe I should put up a, you know, reparations. Like, hey, you should pay him back pay.
What about all the men and the families that lost the fathers, the husbands in the Civil War for the North?
There was blood poured out to stop slavery. So the idea of reparations, which is money poured out there were people that died and lost family members and et cetera, because they felt it was the right, you know, ending slavery and reuniting the country was the right thing to do. And by the way, it was mostly Democrats that were in the South at the time that were, you know, fighting for that. So which became KKK, you know, that famous organization that we don't talk about anymore. I think reparations has passed, and I think it's part of the new liberal,
catechism.
Bleeding heart. Yeah, exactly. It's not a real thing. It's not
it's not.
It doesn't solve a problem.
When we get into debating the history of slavery in America, it's because we've missed the point. They don't care about slavery. They're looking for an issue to distract from their current ineptitude. So they look back in history, even though it was their political party that was primarily involved in the slave trade and on the wrong side of the Civil War. They don't care because they know it's not about that. It's about distracting, using history to distract from their current failures.
It's about the wine and cheese crowd, wants to feel good about themselves when they look in the mirror, so they get behind this stuff. And it's like when the George Floyd riots started. I was like, okay, this is about George Floyd and the cops killed this guy. But then they started tearing statues down in the same week. I'm like, what? What's the Civil War statue have to do with George Floyd? You know, and by the way, some of the times you keep statues up and you keep memorabilia of history so you don't repeat it.
Right.
But anyway, I think it's all really bizarre, especially considering it's Massachusetts, which was, you know, about as slave-free a state as possible, right? So
again, the thing is, it really isn't about slavery. It is about distracting and rallying votes, okay, from people who don't necessarily find a reason to go vote or may even be deflecting to the Trump party, right? And by telling them, hey, you know, historically you were wronged, and we might be able to give you some money. Everybody loves free money, right? Everybody does, right? I mean, we all, when someone tells you, hey, I'm going to send you a check, any government official. Look at Trump. He's always trying to give money away to people, right? Maybe he's going to take the tariff money and divert it to give people $2,000. That's about vote buying.
Well, he just announced this week that he's got a way to eliminate income tax. Can you imagine? it's the worst thing that could ever happen to the economy, because what do you think everyone would do that produces a good? They'd raise their prices.
Yeah.
If everyone got an extra 20 grand, they'd be like, oh, everything's got to go up 20% right away.
Thank you, my friend, as always, for the call. Thank you. Look, again, I support the president. I voted for him. Given the opportunity, I'd probably vote for him again. I don't know what that would be. But I see vote buying. You know, when you see the president going, hey, we can mail out $2,000 checks to everybody. That's about vote buying. When you see the Democrats on Beacon Hill talking about reparations, might be able to give people money. It's about vote buying and distracting. And at the heart of it is about dividing the American people, the people of Massachusetts, none of whom have anything to do with slavery today. It's ridiculous. It's about dividing people and breaking up coalitions that are existing because people today have a lot in common economically. So what do? You remind them of an era that none of them experienced and remind them of a time when they were divided and had no economic coherence, right? That was hundreds of years ago. My family was in Ireland. Your family was probably in Ireland or Portugal or Africa, wherever you were. None of you were alive. I wasn't. But give it to the supermajority Democrats here in Massachusetts to find a way to bamboozle people and distract from their current ineptitude. I mean, look at your gas bill, look at your electric bill, and realize that's what the majority Democrats in the State House do not want you thinking about. They want you fighting with your black neighbor and being jealous of them and vice versa. It's just really, really sinister. You know who isn't sinister? Most of my sponsors. Most of my sponsors do a great job. All right, I'm going to take a break and then we'll be right back. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone.
Welcome back to the program. Sorry, guys. I kind of blew that break because I was talking with the United Way. If you hear, we have a gentleman from Freetown who's having trouble with his kidneys. Well, trouble's kind of a minor word. It's like saying I'm having trouble. He's on dialysis and he's a kidney failure, right? And so I was just telling the United Way about a lot of the support programs that are available for people like me and that gentleman. And when I heard what he was saying, because it's a new problem for him, relatively, I said there is a tremendous amount of support out there for people with kidney failure. But you got to raise your hand and you got to have knowledgeable people around you. I am blessed. I have an amazing, amazing group of friends. Extraordinarily generous with their time, with their resources. Natalie's been amazing. She's a smart girl, learning as she goes. I am a put your head down, don't think about it, don't give up type of guy. And that you need that. You need that guy on the team, right? You need a I'm not going to give up guy on the team. But you also need well-resourced, smart people around you to make this medical journey possible. So if you have, if you heard Tim this morning playing the interview that Michael Rock and Michaela and Gazelle did with the family from Freetown. They need our help. And, you know, I have a lot of knowledge about kidney failure and all of that. So I'm going through it today. I'll be going over to dialysis later. The gentleman does a different kind of dialysis than me. Which is fine. I mean, there's a couple of options. But in terms of the social hardships that he's encountering, that stuff, there are answers for that. And I happen to have them, so I was telling Victoria from the United Way during the break about that and what's available out there. Because my understanding that once you go on dialysis, when your kidneys have failed, you're a disabled person. So disability and all that stuff kicks in. So it's not the best way to live. It does put a cap on your income, what you can make outside of disability, you know, for a job. It does that for everyone. I live with that. But, you know, I'm happy that the system exists and that I have this job, even though it's a cap on my income. But anyway, so that's why the break was running a little longer than it should have. And guys, it's cold out there. You're feeling it. I'm feeling it. So's your automobile. Before it gets any colder, get your car winterized. Get it over to Mac Auto Sales, 188 River Street in the city of New Bedford. Mac Auto Sales will winterize your vehicle. They'll repair it. They'll update it. All you got to do is give them a call and make an appointment. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays 9 to 5. You have a foreign car, that's perfect. Tim Weisberg has a foreign car. He brought it to Mac Auto Sales. Today it rides like it's brand new. Also, mention WBSM. They'll give you a discount on your bill. Guaranteed. Mac Auto Sales. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. We've got a number of people on hold. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I haven't listened to the show. I just was calling to find out if I could get some information.
Yeah, sure. Give it a shot. I may not have it, but I'll make it up if I don't.
All right. By any chance, I'm a 67-year-old disabled man who lives in senior housing.
Okay.
And I'm having some serious issues with the people that run the place, been to court several times. I win every time because they're telling me I have no rights. I live in senior public housing, and I'm to keep my mouth shut. It's unbelievable what they've been doing. I'm being threatened.
What community are you located?
Acushnet. Acushnet, okay. Massachusetts.
Okay. Continue.
So if there's any place or any person you think that could help, I'll be listening, and if you want my number, I can give it to you.
So, let me ask you a question. You've been to housing court, right?
Yes.
When was the last time you were in housing court?
June,
okay.
I overwhelmingly won. Here's what bothers me. The director, who is a woman, I've had problems with her for 15 years. She, when she became the director, she took down the handicapped parking signs, and I told her, you can't do that. Because at the time, there was only two. She said, well, I can do whatever I want. You better keep your mouth shut. So I called Senator Bill Keating. Those signs were put up the next day. She called me in the office. She said, you have no right to keep your mouth shut. And I reported her, and that was brought out in court. She's been violated the Civil Disabilities Act twice, and nobody holds her accountable. And I'm kind of afraid to be saying this because if somebody's hearing it, my life's been threatened already for telling the truth.
Well, I would say to you, my friend, there are a lot of people in positions of responsibility in Acushnet and their network are listening right now. So if you want to give your first name, will that make you? Do you not want to do anything like that? I mean, calling the radio.
My first name is Bruce. You know, a lot of people already know. The police department knows. Council on Aging knows. It's also political because the maintenance man used to be the selectman of the town. And that's why, you know, like this morning he left in the state truck and he stopped in front of my window, got out and started pointing, swearing, waving his hands. His face was all red. and he hopped in the state truck. He's already got to resign by January because he's under investigation by the IGO's office. And, you know, I made an anonymous complaint, but somehow they know that it was me. And in court, it was brought out that it's not against the law to tell the truth, report someone who's stealing from the taxpayer. And that's what I did.
Bruce, I appreciate the call. Maybe somebody will get in touch with you. You made the right phone call today. To stick around. We'll be right back, folks. I got to go to break. Welcome back to the program. That's a great song, right? 508-996-0500 so you can get on the program. So, gentleman I was talking about for the last commercial break, Christopher Polek from Freetown. He needs a kidney transplant and a pancreas transplant. Family savings been depleted. Their energy's wiped out of access to healthy foods. And we're going to try to work on that for them with my knowledge of this process. But you can donate online to help out this really good family at WBSM.com. Click the holiday wish at the top of the page at WBSM.com. The other thing is, there's got to be a disability lawyer out in my audience or somebody who wants to cover the cost of a disability lawyer for this guy and his wife and his 13-year-old daughter.